So I'm going to focus our guided constructive rest session this morning on a theme that was used in a community to celebrate the Jewish New Year, my Jewish community, of hindsight, insight, and foresight. So I just want to tell you that's where my thinking is this morning, hindsight, insight, and foresight. So please find yourself near your place that you'll be lying down and just take a moment to settle into your feet. Just find where they're touching the floor. Find the weight of your pelvis softly falling away from your head. And find the weight of your arms falling into your fingertips. And we're going to imagine ourselves as quite beautifully and intricately shaped water balloons. And if you've ever had a water balloon, when you squeeze the water balloon, the liquids rise. So give yourself the gentlest possible squeeze and notice your fluids rising, and then let it go and let all those fluids sink to the underneath surfaces of your feet, the bottom of your pelvis, and way down into the tips of your fingers. And one more time, a very gentle, ever so gentle squeezing, just a little bit to find those fluids rising, and then let it go and let the weight pour into your feet, the bottom of your pelvis, and right down into the fingertips. Let the weight of your fingertips and pelvis and feet guide you down into the floor, letting as many joints bend as possible. Your rib joints, your spine joints, your knees, hips, and ankles. Use the chair along the way to pour your weight into the chair and then down to your knees and then down to your hands and knees and then down to your hands and seat. And take a moment for a check about your water balloon and see if some of that fluid has squozen itself upwards, and then just agree to let it go and fall down. If getting on the floor is not a comfortable option, see if you can let your weight settle in your chair. Make sure there's something under your feet. Rest back into your back. And as we find our way down to our head platform, you're going to let your whole back be on the floor, as well as the soles of your feet. Let your hands rest comfortably somewhere on your torso. And just check the height of your head. If you don't have enough height under your head, your head will be falling backwards. And if you have too much under your head will be falling forwards. And we're looking for your face being relatively level with both the floor and the ceiling. And just take a moment and again, check into your fluids falling into now the back surfaces of your body, the back of your skull, the back of your ribs, the soles of your feet. And I'm going to invite you to let your eyes start to slowly look to the right, just a little bit, and see if you can notice the shifting of weight of your water balloon as you turn your head just a little bit, just a very gentle movement. And let your eyes come back center to the ceiling above you. I'm putting a message in the chat for people who are joining late. There's a message for you in the chat. Now let your eyes start to seek left and just notice the very subtle, gentle shifting of the fluids of your water balloon. You might notice a little bit more weight into the left side of your ribs in your pelvis, just noticing that fluid shifting. And one more time, the gentlest squeezing, noticing your fluids coming up off the floor and then releasing it to slosh back into those back surfaces, sloshing back towards the floor. Now I'd like invite you to take an inventory of all the back surfaces of you that are touching the floor. The back of your skull. And if you're not lying down on the floor, you can take this inventory with where the back surfaces of your body might be touching something or might just be touching air. In the back of your skull. Oh, Robin, thank you. That's so kind of you. See if I can find you. Robin, I just made you co-host. Thank you. So we're taking an inventory of the back surfaces of our body, the back of our skull, the back of our ribs, the back of our sacrum, the soles of our feet will include the back of our arms. Just noticing all the real estate in the back of us, opening to the support of the floor. Allowing all that water, imagine it draining through your pores, way down below the floor you're lying on, deep into the earth. Opening our pores, draining fluids deep into the earth. And I'm going to ask you to allow a memory to come visit you. Perhaps it's a memory of something that happened yesterday. Perhaps it's a memory further back. And allow the lively sense of touch and what you're touching in those back surfaces of you to stay present as you have a memory of a time previous. Feeling the vibrant support of the floor as we recall something. In the back of our heads, the back of our arms, the back of our ribs, back of our sacrum, and soles of our feet. Allowing our memory to partner with our sense of present time. Through touch. Now I'm going to invite you to gauge how far away is the ceiling from that back surface of your whole self. Enjoy the changing distances and the topography of how your body is oriented to the ceiling. So your knees might be closer to the ceiling than your face. And just enjoying taking in that distance from the back of you all the way up to the ceiling, and perhaps all the way up to the roof of the building you're in. And perhaps even further up into the sky. Noticing if this changes anything for you. Now I'm going to invite you to sense the distance from the soles of your feet all the way up through the top of your head to the wall behind your head or the ceiling above your head. The distance through the length of you, and from the top of your head through the distance of you to the wall beyond your knees or feet, or if you're seated, from the crown of your head through to your soles of feet on the floor, into the floor. Gauging the distance of my length. And the distance of my length in relationship to the space I'm inhabiting. And just notice if this accounting of our length and distance, did that knock out your sense of depth from the back of you up to the ceiling and from the ceiling all the way back down to your back? Just noticing. Just noticing if your perceptions can hold this dynamic sense of your length and your depth together in a dynamic, unworried way, just noticing, enjoying. Enjoying our delicious length and depth. Noticing now, how far is it from the right side of my body through to the left side of my body, all the way to the wall to my left, and perhaps further to the trees or neighbors that are beyond the room I'm in. And from the left side of my body through to the right side of my body and beyond to the wall that's to the right of me, or perhaps even further to the room or wall or neighbor or tree. Enjoying the dynamic sense of my own length, depth, and width in relationship to my container and to the space around me. And with the next exhale, notice that you're moving slightly towards the ceiling on the inhale and gently gathering back towards the floor on the exhale. Notice that your hands might be moving with those waves of breath. nothing to make happen, just noticing and enjoying those waves of breath in their deepening dimension. And with your next inhale, enjoying the sensation of your ribs widening on an inhale and gathering on the exhale. Just noticing and enjoying the delicious widening and gathering of ourselves as we inhale and exhale. And on your next exhale, I invite you to make a sound. It could be a sigh, it could be a tone, it could be a hiss, something that appeals to you. And notice that as you make that sound, your head can move gently away from your tail, your pelvis, and your pelvis can move lightly away from your head as you make that sound. Not forcing it, just noticing it. That gentle little lengthening on an exhale. Enjoying the motion in all our dimensions as we breathe. And as you continue to enjoy this gentle massage of movement in all our dimensions, allow a thought of something that needs to happen later today. You might want to pick something not so very urgent. And just notice if the sense of touch of your back surfaces started to dim. And just invite that information back so that I have the lively sense of the back of me supported by the floor and my head platform as I think about something that will happen later today. Allow your attention to come back to the dimensions of your breath. Allow a lively sense of yourself in this moment, in this space, moving freely to be with you as you think of something else in the future. Perhaps it's a task on your to-do list. Perhaps it's a wish for the future, an intention, allowing that to be accompanied by the presence of information grounding you in this moment. Your head resting on the platform, your ribs and sacrum, feet in the back of your arms resting on the floor. Take a moment and allow your thoughts to drift from past, rooted in the present, to the future, grounded in the present. Allow your memories and wishes to float around the central support of the information from now. Where is the weight of my fluid self resting? Where am I in space? Can I notice the full dimension of movement of my own breath? And in your own time, I invite you to bring yourself to your side if you've been lying down, noticing that fluid stays on the bottom surfaces as you roll to your side in your own time to come back to seated and camera. Allowing the memory, if there was something calming or freeing of her exploration, bring it with you.